My, Dina sent me walking down the street.
So, Craig.
Yeah. You
don't regularly watch the Colbert show, do you? The late show?
No, I do not. That's on late at night. I'm old.
I don't watch it late at night. I watch it the next day. But
did you watch when AOC was on there the other night, Ray?
AOC.
Alexandria.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
I thought that bit was hilarious.
Yeah.
When he was like, yeah, you get a lot of grief for saying too much and doing too much, and everybody tells you you're too new, just be quiet and wait your turn. And he's like, on a scale from none to some, about how many f***s do you give? she goes, zero. I was like, yeah, that's fantastic.
It was a good time. Last night, however, the reason I bring it up is there was one Drew Barrymore on the show.
Oh, man.
Talking about her new judging show.
Yes.
The World's Best.
Exactly.
Oh, she's a little
insane. She went off.
I don't know. I think it's more than a little insane. But
she went off on some. She just kept talking and talking and talking. And when she paused, Colbert was like, I didn't follow most of that.
Remember, she's so crazy. She used to, you know, regularly bang Tom Green.
I know.
That's pretty crazy.
Willfully.
Ugh.
Gross.
That is gross. And I'm reminded about it now all week because he's on Celebrity Big Brother.
Ugh.
Double
and
gross.
Every time he comes
Shame
on the screen,
you for watching
I'm like,
that.
I'm like, ugh. And Erica goes, hey, he used to do Drew Barrymore. And I'm like, shut up, Erica.
So that means he's humped two dead mooses?
Now, so, one, it's Celebrity Big Brother. Two, it has Tom Green on. How is this? Oh, you confuse me. I don't understand watching that.
I love reality TV shows.
I will tell you that.
It had the mooch on it.
It had Scaramucci and Kato Kaelin.
It did.
I did see that. And Tom Green.
And Tom
Green.
And Joey Lawrence. Whoa!
Did it really?
Whoa!
Joey Lawrence.
He promised that he was not going to say, whoa, unless he wins.
Okay. I'm trying to think who I'm trying to think of, and I'm not going to. So.
It's got Anna Marie from the WWE.
Nope. I don't. Was she in the WWE in 1996?
No.
I'm opening the channel.
I've never heard of them.
All right. Yeah, Kato Kaelin. Some Real Housewife of somewhere. Toni Braxton's little sister, who might be one of the most annoying people I've ever met on the planet.
No doubt.
She sucks real bad. The guy who hosts Cupcake Wars?
Oh, right.
They tell me he used to be a real actor and was in Mean Girls.
Okay. He was the guy who was on the Junkie Swimmers team.
Yes, he was on Ryan Lochte's team. Yes.
Yes.
Tamar sucks real bad.
Who does?
I can't stand her. Tamar.
I don't know. Oh, Braxton?
Toni Braxton's daughter, sister, whatever.
Yeah.
If she's not the worst Braxton, all the Braxtons are really horrible people then. Ooh, she's bad.
Yeah.
So I will tell you that Drew was wearing a dress that was not flattering in any way.
Mm, that's her normal attire, yep.
But then they were talking about the show, and he's like, well, do you have a talent? Is there something that you are the best at? And she said, yeah, I'm really good at picking up things with my toes. He immediately reached under his desk and grabbed some things and threw them out on the floor so that she could pick things up with her feet. And she started doing so, and during which you got a lot of leg shot. So you might want to check it out. I'm just giving you the heads up.
How do I get this video clip? So this is on demand? How do I get this?
I don't know. I watch it on the TV. Yeah.
Do you own a computer?
Yes.
Is it connected to the internet?
Try typing
Drew Barrymore. Picks up things with her toes.
I'm typing it right now.
I'm confident that you are, and I feel strong that the desired result will occur.
Let's see. Picks up toes and Colbert. All right. lots of articles about it. How do I get this video?
I don't know. I didn't realize that this was an epidemic on the show, and I kind of feel bad. Samurai's first response was, and we're back to talking about back to being creepy about toes. I was like, boy, Craig and I have a problem.
I'm not really worried about the toes so much. I just want to see Drew Barrymore do pretty much anything.
So there is a clip on the Daily Mail, if you're interested.
What Link that? It up.
Did you find it?
I'll send it to the Discord. Wait, here, I think I got it. Oh, yeah, nice leg shot right there. oh, this is 10 minutes long. I can't watch this now.
Yeah.
Yeah, true story.
I love me some Drew.
You would.
I do. All right, we should talk about a video game.
Yeah, okay, we should.
I'm ready.
No one was there about my creepy Drew Barrymore obsession any more than I already have.
It's okay. It'll circle back around later in the show.
Oh, no. What am I doing? Right, this is a TV show. No, it's not.
It is not.
Not even a little bit.
No one wants to see us, you know, video-wise. Man, got faces made for radio. All right, here we go. Welcome to the 177th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. With me, we got KS72, Sneaky B15. They are the Puzzle Warriors. How you doing?
Hello.
Booyah.
How you doing?
Oh.
All right.
Unsettled?
All right. This week of January 23rd through the 30th, and boy, January's almost done, and it can't be done soon enough. The weather today makes me... Again, hate why I live here. I went outside today to go get my comic books. And as you know, like most of State College, for no good reason, we decided to put bricks in on all the sidewalks. Because they look fancy. Oh my, they were a sheet of ice. It was very, very dangerous walk to the comic book store. But we didn't die, so it was good. Your Deadpool dailies this week. Today we got a Red Torch. Tomorrow, Yellow Colossus. Friday's a Red Scott. Saturday, Yellow Hood. Sunday, Blue Doc Ock. Monday's a Red Sleeves. Tuesday is Red BDSM, and Wednesday is a Red Battery. Over in your 5-day Forest Arco Rush! Oh, no, these bricks are icy!
Oh.
Hey,
Sue in the Burrow. All right. Of the Titans. On the 18th, we had Nightcrawler. How'd that go for you?
Surprisingly well.
Yeah, make some purple, use purple, deny purple. It's all about the purple.
No way, you gotta throw some punches and fight around the world.
Yeah, I just did.
I wanted to, but my guy's undercovered, so it was purple, stab with the red, finish.
All right.
Went really well, surprisingly.
All right. So switching over then today, you had Carnage going for you versus Doc Ock? Yeah, that sounds right.
That is correct.
That was an easy peasy one. I saved up some red with some symbiote sides and, you know, Bob was your uncle.
Mm.
Robert, your father's brother?
That's right.
Mine was a close fight. I threw some red because I think I have him at a 4-4-1. So I don't know what green does, but it didn't help me much. So I threw out some red. We fought. We were both down to just a couple hundred points. And, you know, I had enough tiles from my black out there that they finished him off before he could finish me off.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, I was down to probably my last, like, 800 hit points.
I saw two posts on Reddit. One was at, like... 230 health left, and the other one was at like 113 health left.
Wow.
So some close fights today. Me, not so much. I had thousands of hit points when I got him done.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. Coming up number next, we have Quake versus Bubbles?
Yes.
Bubbles.
All right.
It went well. I got some blue to blow up her invisibility tile, and then just beat her down with earthquakes.
All right, sounds good. Storyland, we've got Honor Among Thieves is running
right
now.
Oh, Deny Green.
Yes, sure. You can get three sleeves, a Carol, 30 CP, top 50 folks get Bishop, and then 51 to 400 is Falcon. Then we got Strange Sights coming back. Good old Strange Sights, where I always pick the nodes in the wrong order and fight them in ways I don't like. You'll get three Falcons, a Bishop, 30 CP, top folks get Prowler, and then it is Gamora. We are now
Prowler.
In the Open Your Mind, Quaid season. Fatal Attraction's running right now where you get a Dream Warrior, the Black Fantastic, 15 CP, Nebula, and Mystique. And to plan ahead, Ray, in the Shield Simulator, you can get yourself a Hawkeye, three Bullseyes, and the ever-elusive Bishop.
I could get two Bishop, it sounds like, if I place in the top 50. That seems unlikely, though.
Yeah.
Top 50 is difficult. You have to pay attention to get there.
Yeah, top 10 finishers get a Cohagen.
So, Ian, to derail this show again, because I forgot to mention earlier. So last night, I went and saw Glass.
Yes. Oh, really?
Oh!
Okay. Oh my god, it was amazingly good.
I bet. I've been putting it off because I've never seen Split.
Yeah.
I did not see Split either.
Mm-hmm.
But all I gotta say is McAvoy, amazing.
Ooh. Okay.
Absolutely a fantastic acting performance. The whole movie was super good. You know, it's a Shabba Labba film, so there was a twist. Yep. It was good. I'm now really, when it comes out on DVD, I'm going to have to buy the 3-pack and watch them all in order again.
Okay.
But, oh, super good. Super, super good.
So I hear that the character actually has, like, 27 personalities, and in this movie, he got to portray 23 of them, but you only got to see 20 because 3 of them were cut on the editing floor.
Oh, wow. Sad times.
Yeah.
I never saw Split because I, like, tuned it out immediately. Like, I heard M. Night Shyamalan and horror, and my brain shut down. Right. And then by the time Glass rolled around, they were like, no, that's been James McAvoy the whole time. And I was like, oh, come on!
Yep. I was in the same boat.
You gotta lead with that!
When we looked this up, we're like, oh, I'm gonna go see Glass. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's got you know, the guy from Split. I'm like, who's that? And they're like, you know, blah, blah. I'm like, wait, McAvoy? I love McAvoy!
Yeah. That's an easy sell. That's exciting.
It was super, super
definitely,
good.
I'll definitely not see that in the theaters, but someday, next... this fall, maybe this time next year, I'll see it on HBO.
All right. But yeah, so now I'm really keen to try and find Split to watch, because Glass was just so good.
Good to hear.
Yeah. All right, back to this game. Oh, man, we're at news already. That went quickly. Huh. This week at the Superhero Showdown, or last week, as it maybe at a Superhero Showdown, we had Gar versus Hellcat. How'd that go?
So we got a few comments. The first comment, I'd like to vote for the non-Hellcat character. Patsy Walker character on Jessica Jones was so annoying, she needs to be out of the showdown. The other comments, however, Gar versus Hellcat, shapeshifting versus boosted strength and claws, Patty wins. And I never pick against a woman literally called Hellcat. You get no further justification.
Huh.
So, in any case, it was... a clear, decisive victory for Hellcat. Hellcat moves on.
What? Patsy for the win?
That is correct.
Oh, come on!
I was not expecting that. That's a dark horse in the tournament here.
What an upset.
That is an upset.
Man.
Patsy!
I was only planning on booing one of the listeners later in the show, but now I will take a quick moment to boo all of the listeners.
Wow. Boo! Here's Patsy! All right. Hey, for the record, every I'm Not Shabba Labba film that's not Unbreakable, and apparently, you know, Glass and Split, they're all garbage. The guy's a terrible director.
What was I just thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was I guess, you know, every time there's always like a 16 seed that sneaks in there.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Wow.
All right, so we're moving on to the top 16 bracket now. So this week in the Tetradecagon, we have two returning champions, the Sentinels versus Sunspot.
Boo.
Sunspot.
Tell me, who wins?
All right. Bad news, Sunspot. You're a mutant.
I
can track you indefinitely, and everything I have is equipped to take you down.
Yeah, that's a true story. I have the power of the sun. I can take a couple out, I'm pretty sure. A couple Sentinels, you know. I can do that, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, probably. I don't know. How much sun power do you have? You can take down one Sentinel. I think that's enough.
Oh, you think? Oh, are we just going one-on-one here? Is that the...
Yeah, that's... I mean, the first time it was the eel. He was pretty easy to overcome, even though he wasn't a mutant.
That's very true.
Well, yeah, but see, that's why they only sent one Sentinel. However, this is Sunspot. I think they're sending more than one Sentinel this time.
Boy, I don't know. We are really flexible with the rules in this.
I think Sunspot defeats one Sentinel.
Well, it depends on... I mean, are we talking about the most advanced Sentinels? Or are we talking... I mean, you got the original Sentinels. I'm definitely taking one of those out.
Like, hey, remember, there's no question. Yeah, remember, this is like 1985 Sentinels. So they're not that advanced.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think it requires multiple Sentinels to give them a go.
I've got Flight, Enhanced Strength and Durability, Thermokinesis... I can do Dark Solar Plasma Blast. I can, you know, I can hit from afar. I can avoid the Sentinel for a little bit and hit from afar. I think he's got a good...
I was going to say, because I'm pretty sure I'm just one Mark One Sentinel, but I feel like I'm firing everything I got, you know, at you.
Well, yeah, he's clearly a mutant. So like you said,
right.
Sentinel's made for that. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I think it's a good challenging fight.
All right. You and the public, you vote now.
Yeah, if you didn't like the fact that Hellcat won, it's because you didn't vote. You should vote more.
All right. Let's talk about all the news that's fit to print and some that isn't. I clicked on the wrong thing. Okay. First things first. Hey, Ian, do you like more costumes?
I love more costumes.
Would you like a really expensive costume?
I would.
Okay, well, for $175, you can get the Red Goblin costume, $75.
Oh, that's reasonable.
That gets you 10,000 hero points, 5 Mass Vengeance tokens, and the Red Goblin costume.
I have to say, that's really tempting. The only problem is it's $75. I mean, there are a lot of games that I haven't put that much. It is a ton of hero points. It's 10,000 hero points, but there are a lot of games that I've paid like $60 for, and I haven't paid anything since. So $75, I mean, that's, you know, however,
right.
You're getting your value.
I both recognize the value and, you know, $75, that's like 5 games for me.
Yep.
You know, but again, it's an awesome costume. You do get tons of hero points and 5, you know, what are essentially classic legend tokens with extra chance of getting Spider-Man characters. Green Goblin, Spider-Man, and Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider, yeah. That I didn't quite get, but I'm okay with it. Yeah, and 5 pulls at that, man, if I could get, like, you know, multiple 5 stars out of that, that would be awesome.
But, yeah, absolutely. I love the new costume and the availability. I think things like this are, I would say, essential for Marvel Puzzle Quest, if for no other reason than the reason that I've been able to enjoy this game so long for no cost is because of the whales. So shout out to the whales. You guys are dope.
That's right.
You guys are the reason that Demiurge Anthony's kids have food. You guys are the reason that I can enjoy this game for free. You guys are the reason that I assume Brigby has a fancy beach house and a fancy living house. I mean, there's also the rays of the world. You know, there are probably, you know, there are probably, you know, hundreds of VIPs and small time spenders. So it's a good balance. But yeah, if you want to spice up your game with a costume for $75, I say do it, Doug.
The reason Ian was laughing, Brigby responded and said, and by beach house, you mean a townhouse with 3 roommates? Then yes. It does sound accurate.
Yeah. All right. So,
And Ice gets twice as many cups of Keurig coffee a day that I do. I'm down to 1.
Next, we got the 170 release notes, which are claiming that any second now I shall see the arrival of the Prince of Atlantis, Imperius Rex. Also, selecting the train power with cover button can no longer select the train power with command points button in the character information page. That sounds good. You don't want to accidentally spend command points. Many powers, and I mean many because I ain't reading them, that were not playing a sound effect. Who has the sound on?
Me.
The first time they were fired, now correctly playing a sound effect. Here's a list. And now you see, you know, scroll by the TV real fast, you know.
And now some retractions from Fox and Friends for the first hour of our show.
That's right. I love that chat. That gag is fantastic. They've also fixed a small visual artifact problem with Cloak and Dagger's icon and a visual artifact problem with Emma Frost's icon in the Stepford Cuckoo's synergy perk. So there you go. Notorious is now in the game. Right? Oh, Victorious.
Notorious.
Right. Notorious. No, no. This appears to be some lady who likes Victor Von Doom. I don't know who she is. She's got a staff.
She's a herald.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. Every good god emperor needs a herald. I need a herald.
Can he just show up before you a week ahead of time? Be like, hey, Ian's coming next Saturday.
That would be amazing.
I just want the job title. I want the title Herald of Doom. That would be awesome.
Man, that and, I should try to work something out. I should call my brother a week ahead of time and I'd be like, dude, when you get some time, drive over to Craig's house and say, Ian will arrive in a week, and then drive away.
I do that every day. 6 days till Ian. 5 days till Ian. Alright, so let's look at this. The perk list, perk number 1. When the supported character is healed, they heal more. That's at level 50. It's an extra 375. At level 250, it is 1,568. Perk number 3. Supported character takes 5% less damage from enemy matches. That goes up and up and up. At level 250, it is 24% less damage.
Nice.
Perk number 5. Supported character does extra damage to heroes. Starts at 165, ends up at 1,045. The God Emperor synergy perk. When Doom heals his allies, deal 110 damage to the enemy team. At max level, that is 2,090 damage.
Oh, he loves healing his allies.
He's a healing guy. Might as well call him Hawkeye Pierce. See, a new vault and store opening are made available. Victorious is currently available at 4x odds. You know, normal stuff, beginner, advanced, master packs, all that jazz. 120 vault, 120 item vault. There is also the Mordo Heroes for Hire going on for 4,800 hero points. That'll get you a Black Mordo, 2 Victorious Advanced, 3 Victorious Beginner, and 30,000 Red ISO. And the Ghost Heroes for Hire for 250 CP, Ghost Purple, a Victorious Master, 3 Victorious Advanced, and 100,000 Red ISO. So there you go. Victorious!
Nice.
All right, Ian. Get prepared to shut off your brain, because there's too much information here for you to process right now.
Okay, no problem. I have in front of me, I got a belated Christmas present that arrived like a mere week ago. Well, maybe like 4 days ago at this point. It's a bootleg sort of a reproduction of a Game Boy with like 300 Japanese games preloaded on it, which is cool, but it's tough because even when you switch the language to English, it just switches the menu language to English and all the games are still in Japanese. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? But, and all the games have like slightly different, you know, names than the versions that I played. So I think I'm going to play a little Mighty Final Fighter while you talk about what changes were made to,
All right, so after listening to all of us, be super supportive of supports, they're making some changes to them. So there is now going to be a new event called the Support Circuit.
Ooh.
This will be a weekly, 24-hour-long PvE event. There are 4 separate Support Circuit events, each featuring a different combination of minions and enemies, available only to players who have completed the Supports tutorial after acquiring a 3, 4, or 5-star character. Each Support Circuit event awards tokens to new 4-week-long Support Circuit Vault. Also awards tokens to Support Store if you place high enough. So a new PvE that'll run every week to try and get you some more supports. That's good times.
Probably
bad. New Supports Focused Vault. Alongside the Support Circuit event will be the Vault. Focuses primarily on supports with 6 supports, 24 support tokens. That'll last 4 weeks, 240 item vault. It is resettable. Like I said, containing support store tokens, red ISO, ISO 8, 4-star covers, 3-star covers, and 2-star covers. This is a new vault. Each 4-week-long vault will be unique. But makes no sense to stockpile them because spend them when you get them. The support store is being revamped. It will be going to focus on 16 supports, and those will rotate out every 5 weeks.
Is there a current support store?
Yes, you have to have the tokens.
Oh. Right? Oh, that. Okay, that's... I forget that we reference each page of the... as a different store.
Ah.
It just... I'm not... That lingo is not in my mind. Right. But yes, I absolutely know what you're referencing.
All right, so these will last 4 weeks. Again, 16 supports available time. They rotate out. New supports added to the store during the rotations. Note that support tokens for the old store are unable to be converted into tokens for the new store. Also, support tokens earned during the current Versus season will only work for the old support store. So again, don't hoard them, then spend them. Odds have been changed. Beginner support tokens have a lower chance of rank 1 and rank 2 supports, and a higher chance of rank 3 supports, and now have a chance of giving away a rank 4 support. That's good. Advanced, no change for rank 2, lower chance of rank 3, higher chance of rank 4, and now has a chance of rank 5. Master tokens now has a chance to award rank 3, lower chance of 4, lower chance of 5. But since they now give out fewer rank 4 and 5 supports, they're going to be giving out more of those more frequently.
So more red ISO, all right.
Speaking of which, ISO 8 is going to be changed for duplicates. The amount will be lowered from a duplicate. From 1,400 to 840, 7,000 down to 4,200 and such. I can't imagine anyone's getting duplicate five-star supports, but God bless them if they do. That's going down from 24,000 to 14,400. Between each four-week block of the support circuit event and before the next support store rotation occurs, players will be given access to a different support store and new supports-focused vault. It has the same mods and structure as the regular support store listed above, but instead contains every release support. There will also be a discounted 80-item vault, similar to the off-season heroic store, has no daily deal, but each pull will be discounted. And finally, updating bundle offers. We won't be making any changes to the 1,400 hero points offer, but they will be making tweaks to the 250 command point bundle. Red ISO will be going from 100,000 down to 60,000, but you will be getting two master support tokens instead of one, and four advanced instead of three. So there you go. Hopefully, in the near future, more supports will belong to you.
All your base are belong to us.
That's right. Is anybody else still alive after I read all those words?
I don't know. I think we completely lost Ian to that game.
Yeah.
Can you hear me button mashing over the talking?
Slightly.
Oh, crap. I'll stop. Sorry.
Anything in local news besides the fact that the weather here is stinko?
Oh, the weather here is awful.
It is. It's awful up here as well. I do have some local news.
Oh, so sorry, did Parodia. I was on. Okay.
Okay. I was on a mini boss. I wanted to see how far I could get. So this is, well, it's not news so much. This was the things coming back around. So I was on the Reddit, like the whole thing, not just the Marvel Puzzle Quest version. And for some reason, I clicked on a link, and for some reason, I read some comments. And one of the commenters was a former ally of mine and longtime friend of the show, Arcane Pozar.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, normally we're on the same page about Marvel Puzzle Quest and Dresden Files and Bare Naked Ladies and really, really everything in general. And then I read his comment, and it was an Ask Reddit thread, and it was what's something that should not exist but does. And his comment was anything that Gwyneth Paltrow sells on her website. So let me tell you a story about who my new greatest nemesis is.
Is it Gwyneth Paltrow?
The Arcane Pozar.
Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow is the best. Gwyneth Paltrow is my Drew Barrymore. You shut your mouth.
I was wondering. I'm like, what happened? I thought maybe she was like, you know, selling anti-vaccine paraphernalia or something. Like, I don't know.
I know. If she wants to, I'm going to get on board for anti-vaxxing. You just watch. If I had lady parts, I would steam them like she says to.
Ow.
No, it's good and good for you.
No, I don't. I disagree. I don't think that's true in any case. Have you seen what she sells? Have you looked at the goop?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just a blind follower.
I am becoming aware of that.
I gotta look this up now. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh no! Now it's not the time.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, you were making fun of the goop, but it's actually called goop.
Yeah, it's called goop.
Yeah.
In any case, I don't want to advertise for the Goop any more than we already have.
This week's Puzzle Warriors 3 brought to you by Goop.
I completely agree with
not actually brought to you by Goop.
No. With what Jeff Duggan just said, overpriced, pseudoscientific twaddle. So I'm going to move on to some other local news.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Uh-oh, what?
Oh, it's on. I thought my list is getting longer. Like, I'm fine. With the use of twaddle and all the dislike of our products. I just wanted to give the Arcane Poser some sass. Let me tell you a story about a man named Grinch McScrooge.
Troll of the Discord?
The second worst celebrity after Jenny McCarthy. First of all, Jenny McCarthy got me beeped on the show two times in the first 5 minutes. There are... don't quote celebrity. She's a fantastic actress. How dare you? Grinch Mick, how dare you? All right.
I'm moving on.
All right,
local news number one from Parandiac. A new hope. Nittany Mall is losing the Gymboree, but you can still take your kids to the Rampage Room. You shouldn't take your kids to the Rampage Room. Okay. Local news number two. A former owner of Pappy Chuck's Candy Shop stole $167,000 from the Lutheran Church in Bellefonte. We actually talked about that on another podcast. So
that's true.
I am aware of that. Local news number three, Nittany strikes back. GameStop is closing.
All right.
That was a surprise to me. I didn't expect GameStop to be closing.
Man, if they'll finally stop ripping kids off, that's fantastic.
Number four, Doggy's Pub is serving food from Bradley's, which I hear is a large step down from the original food. I don't doubt that, but Bradley's is okay. It's not good.
Bradley's is good. It's passable.
The bread is decent. I like the bread on their subs. Like, their subs are what you'd expect. There's nothing, you know, fantastic there, but it's good bread. It's decent. Local news number five, Return of the Belfont. Buckaroo Lane Wendy's is delayed due to 14 forged signatures on the building plans.
Oops.
I don't think 14 forged signatures gets you an oops. So, there you go. That's local news. Forging signatures to get a Wendy's.
But yet, we still don't have an Arby's. We have Wendy's. I need an Arby's. I need a Long John Silver's.
I don't need a Long John Silver's, but...
Oh, yeah, I need some Hush Puppies.
Arby's
would be good. Timothy Caulfield, he's on my enemy list. I don't know if you guys are seeing this, but apparently he wrote a book called Is Gwyneth Paltrow Wrong About Everything?
All I know is that on this page, the Goop, she sells a section of the webpage where the items are referred to as smile makers. You figure them out.
All I know is that as of today... Arcane Posar, Grinch, and yours truly are consciously uncoupled.
All right, let's move on. Right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Cliff Barton, the arrow guy.
Let me see if I pulled that up already. I did some show prep. I'll try not to get sucked into Discord. We'll talk about Cliff, everybody's favorite five-star. He is purple, blue, and red. He has a passive purple that, whenever a friendly countdown tile reaches zero, gain 3 blue, 2 red, and fortify 3 countdown tiles. That seems okay. For 5 blue, he's got a full quiver. It's just like his 3-star Hawkeye version. Everything's probably significantly better, but it seems to be the same style of arrows. I think it's Bolo, Electricity, Ant-Man, Sonic, Acid, Smoke. That sort of thing. I'm not going to go through what each one does. You can find several graphics on several different pages that explain them to you. Eventually, he'll be out of arrows, and he'll just punch people in the face for a bunch of damage. And for 5 red AP, or 14 red AP if you want it to work, he places a 3-turn fortified blue countdown tile when it reaches 0. If you have at least 9 red AP, spend 9 red AP and deal 26,210 damage, otherwise deal 8,000. So again, for 5 red AP, or 14 red AP if you want to kill someone. Let's see. He looks like a 355 at first glance, because the passive power doesn't get significantly better at level 4 and 5. Like at level 3 of the can't seem to miss, he's gaining 2 blue, gaining 2 red, and fortifying 2 countdown tiles. At level 5, you gain an extra blue and you gain an extra fortify. That's not... doesn't seem like a fair trade to me. I'll take the 26,000 damage and the wacky arrows that do different things.
I agree. I don't know why they most people have him at a 5.5.3.
Probably because I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's...
Ooh, are you sitting down? How about a 4.5.4?
I don't know. I agree with you. I think, personally, I think a 2-4-2 is a perfect build, but barring that, I think a 3-5-5 would be where I'd be wanting to go. I don't know. But then again, where I use him mostly is with Carol and Coulson. So I need those countdowns. So the blue and red are very important.
Ha! Sorry, I just now opened up the infographic and didn't realize that Alan Alda was actually on it. When my earlier comment about Dr. Doom being Alan Alda.
That's not right. You made a Hawkeye Pierce reference. How do you not really?
It
you
did not know? Occur to me at all that to link that together with Cliff. Because Cliff to me is always just Cliff. So, wow. All right, there you go. Funny. I abused myself.
So that's 5-star. Cliff Barton, Hawkeye, and that's what's sunny here in Xandar.
All right. Willie, what you delivering in the mail? Assume you can get past all the ice.
I hope so. I managed to get out of work today without falling over, so that's good. There weren't a whole lot of commenters, but there were a whole lot of comments. The walls of text have taken over the Reddit. But I'll first start with a comment from Samurai. Domino's not good, said Craig. On the trail end of an event where Domino was the 4E and Vulture was boosted, sometimes I wonder if we're playing the same game.
Domino's not good.
To wit, it's all man dough? I thought it was does, but I guess not. In any case, he responded and said he's busy with his Wakanda Match 3, or Wonka Match 3 game.
Ah!
I was going to say, the Wakanda Match 3 game, totally different.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, actually. Starseed then responded, reiterating, Craig is the worst. P.S., congrats on your anniversary.
Whose anniversary is it?
It was yours, allegedly, and it's not. It was your wife's birthday.
Mine's in December. Confusion.
I know. Maybe he was listening to the December show.
My wife's birthday isn't until next week.
Right, but we were talking about it last week.
Right, because I was buying the flowers. Right. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Jordan from Jersey. The new Fantastic Four covers are very good. Can they stick around, please? Nothing against the old ones, but I appreciate the unified feel of the new ones. I agree, so I wanted to leave that in. Reed, WeWork? Boo, he says. I had one use for him before, tile swap with Cassilius. Now I have no uses for him.
Nope, yeah. That blue is no joke.
Yeah, I agree. Put him up
Medusa and Carnage and Black Fantastic? It's a good time again.
It is. He also said, God, King, Doom, I actually really appreciate his powers. I've been asking for him since Secret Wars, and I love healing characters. It's almost as though he were designed for me. I'm okay with that, even though, you know, I asked for him as well. That's okay. You can call for it. He also said, who's our new go-to write-in request character? God Emperor Doom had been his for a long time, kind of at a loss as to who will replace him. Scarlet Spider, maybe? I know there are already a ton of spider characters, but I love me a sleeveless hoodie over spandex. No.
Wait, didn't we discuss this last week?
We did a little bit.
Ray ever actually pick anybody?
That sounded a little bit familiar. Scarlet Spider. Man, someone's calling for Scarlet Spider. Meanwhile, poor Sabretooth is turning over in his grave, just dying to get into this game. But...
I'm still rooting for Mysterio if we're getting another Spider-Man character.
Well, you're not going to have to root for him much longer. Wait until, what is it, June 5th? July 5th? Whenever the next Spider-Man movie comes out? They put out a trailer and Mysterio's in it, so...
Nice!
I'm pretty sure he's going to be coming to the game here.
Sweet, and it's being, I love Mysterio.
Mysterio's being played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, he seems nice.
I think he'll do a good job.
As long as he is mysterious enough.
He also said, Jordan also said, Namor, I'm excited for him to come to the game. Sue backhanding Namor with an invisible Doom armor-inspired gauntlet in Hickman's run of Fantastic Four is one of my all-time favorite Sue moves, and his reaction is priceless. I don't know what his reaction was. He didn't link it or anything, so you'll have to go look it up.
It's Namor. I'm assuming he just got more excited about it.
Probably.
Imperious Rex!
It is Valeria Richards, not Valerie Richards. Hey, you know, potato, potato.
Whatever, it's a Richards kid. Who cares?
She is awesome and deserves her name said correctly. I think Craig.
Is she made out of Valerian steel?
that would make her better. Isn't she?
She could kill dragons.
Isn't she Conan's dead girlfriend?
Yes.
Doesn't she sit at the right side of Crom?
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
He then finishes, wait, maybe that's it. Future Doom armor wearing Valerio Richards would be awesome in MPQ, or any version, really. Bentley can be your support. I'm not getting behind that.
You know what? Hold on a minute. Speaking of Valeria here, then. I am currently reading, Conan the Barbarian, put out by Marvel Comics.
Ooh!
And if we get Conan in this game, how awesome would that be?
Someone send me a survey, quick! I got needs.
Oh, man, we could have, like, young Barbarian Conan. We could have King Conan.
Man,
that would be good stuff.
Thorgrim, False of Doom. Oh. Pumped.
Meanwhile, Perandiak said, Episode 176, I just realized after R170 update that you guys have surpassed MPQ in updates. That is true. But they don't do one every week, which I'm thankful for.
Right.
Five-star Doom, I'm intrigued by the powers, but they are funky. Damage output and healing is an interesting combo. And he also commented about Crossbones at the party. He said he was wearing his bulletproof vest with an X chalked into it and a paintball mask with a skull painted on it. So it was pretty obvious, and people got it pretty quickly. I gotta say, I like the people you party with. meanwhile, D-Wing Illinois said, holy crap, Craig has a principle to stand on, no name repetition. That's a weird place to start, but basing the winner on a character's name only means we have now entered the person winning the office NFL picks pool by thinking, could a dolphin beat a Packer in a fight? Territory. I do not support that, and it is not dope. No Venn diagram for you.
That's how my mother would pick NFL games back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I did in, like,
I feel like that would just be the same thing every year then. I mean, not game by game, but...
Yeah.
I mean, every year it should be like the Titans versus the Chargers in the Super Bowl, and the Chargers would win.
Why is that?
Because the Zeus and the Lightning Bolts, he killed all the Titans, didn't he?
He did.
There, that's it. Who else is going to beat a Titan?
I just assumed the Chargers are just, you know, the local electric company.
Oh, nope. I assumed that little Lightning Bolt logo was representative of the in charge of all gods. Otherwise, I just assumed the Titans would win every year.
Yeah, I mean, Titans are tough to beat. They're big.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
I feel like they could edge out the Giants.
Oh, they'll totally whoop up on a Giant. I mean,
yeah,
he's got Titan
versus Giant. So. Absolutely. D-Wing continued, nothing more fun than hearing Craig and Ian argue duck season, rabbit season. I don't know if you remember last episode. Yeah, pretty
no!
much.
No!
You pretty much did.
Huh.
What were we arguing about?
I don't remember, but...
We just went back and forth like that?
Yeah. He also said, I can't believe a pro-con bagel discussion has never occurred amongst the three of you before. I can believe Ian's core-shaking disbelief at no one else liking them.
Yeah, that's weird.
and Craig's crotchety level was turned up to 11 last week.
His does go to 11 when you did a little extra angry juice.
I'm going to quote this one, or at least try to. I can't decide if Ian's off-the-cuff Sailor Jupiter venom was legitimate or simply gainsaying Craig as a reflex action.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I got to interject here. So speaking of people who drive me insane, right? So a friend of mine, did I tell you this story? A friend of mine posted on Facebook that he saw the piece of garbage that is Natalie Portman's new movie. And he said this was the best Cthulhu movie that he had seen. And my answer was... Yeah, it makes total sense. The acting is terrifying and causes me to lose my sanity.
She's in a movie?
Yeah.
And it's about Cthulhu?
Apparently not officially, but it kind of reminded him of a Cthulhu film.
Oh, that sounds loose. I thought it was an actual...
I'm just saying that her acting would be so bad that it makes me lose my sanity. So, yes, it's a Cthulhu
film. I don't know.
Movie.
If she were in an H.P. Lovecraft film, I would go see it.
Ugh, man,
I saw the Star Wars movie, so yeah, I would go see that as well, but...
Yeah.
I'm curious what movie he's talking about now.
Yeah.
Annihilation?
Annihilation is a movie that she is in.
All right, there you go.
Huh. All right.
Never knew that. I don't know.
HBO, here I come.
We'll have to check it out. Okay, back to D-Wing. Craig actually managing to make something as wonderful as a callback eye-roll worthy. His powers are truly outrageous. Truly, truly outrageous. I don't know what callback you did, so...
I don't know, but it sounds like we were quoting Jem. Because Jem is truly outrageous.
And finally, again, this is about Craig. Craig is treating Proxima Midnight's name like it should define who she is. She doesn't have a cutie mark, Craig. Hashtag brony. So Proxima Midnight doesn't mean she has to be exact. You know, her powers don't have to be based on her name.
They should be.
You're getting called a brony. I'm just saying.
Whatever.
And the last thing is actually on from Facebook. Cactus Jack posted.
Hey-o.
He posted a picture of you attacking him and him getting points from it. And he says, Craig, what happened, buddy?
Got me. I don't look at names. I just play the game.
I think it's pretty... Man, his team has got to be deadly at this point. I don't know who you went up against, but...
Got me.
It weren't good.
It wasn't Kitty, because I don't play any Kitty teams. I just skip all of those.
Sure. I don't know, the last time...
He lulled you in by not rostering Kitty, and then he was like, kapam!
I think the last time Sacco. I saw Cactus Jack, one of his characters was like a level 2 Black Widow, 1-star. And so I just attacked him with Thanos. I don't know. I don't know if he was trying to do the cupcake thing or I don't know what's going on, but I'm not leaving that alone. So in any case, that was it. That was all the news fit to print. Not fit to print. That was the listener comment. The mailbag. That's where we are.
Yeah, thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up.
Mystify. Right on.
Let me grab a... Yeah, mystify. Let me grab my unmystifying awesome this week, as it is every week, but the infographic so I can teach myself about something. Did you guys see the infographic today?
Just a couple minutes ago, yes.
I have, yes.
The image for this week's Crash of the Titans. Awesome.
Oh, the Rams Saints thing?
No. The Don Carnage versus the octopus from the Snorks. No?
Yeah. I don't know.
There once was a show called Tailspin. It was put out by Disney. It was based loosely on the Jungle Book. The air pirates that tried to raid their plane all the time were led by Don Carnage. That's clearly Carnage. And the Snorks were underwater Smurfs?
Yes.
I vaguely remember that. Sure.
Come on, guys. Come on. At least Craig. Craig likes garbage.
I'm on board.
Where are you when I need you?
Tailspin was a very good show.
Yeah, talk about 3 stars.
It is a banned episode that you can't see anymore.
What?
There is an episode of Tailspin. Yes, there is an episode of Tailspin where they are hired to deliver a package to somewhere. It turns out that in the crate is a bomb that they've been hired to deliver. And now since 9/11, that episode is no longer aired.
No way.
Yes.
Outrageous. And not in the truly, truly gem way, but for shame. Yeah. It makes me want to watch that episode more. I'm going to go ask the internet.
Yeah, you should do that.
But not right now. I'm going to tell you about 3-star Daredevil. All
right.
His ambush is going to do more damage.
Boot to the head?
It is boot
to
the head.
Boot to the head, or is that the radar senses? No, the radar senses just eat your tile, but then do damage to you anyway?
Yeah.
Or is that someone else?
No, they should do damage. Yeah.
Yeah. Radar senses and ambush. Damage bump. He's boosted. Classic Torch with his sweet new artwork. He's boosted. That fireball. Cheap and explosive. Enjoy. I'm sure the green will do more damage, and the black, but meh. She-Hulk. Power of Attorney. Board Shake and AoE. Boosted. Enjoy. She probably has other powers, but again, bah. Ooh, the recently worked 3-star Spider-Man. His yellow does way too much damage for a 3-star. It should do extra too much damage for a 3-star. Star-Lord. He does something. The Milano shows up, destroys some columns, and does some AoE damage for a little extra damage. I'm not super sure on that one, but I think that's what his green does.
It seems likely. I know that,
yeah. Hey. A lot of characters boosted this week where they have one of 3 powers that makes me go, ooh, and the other 2 that make me go, yeah, I don't really know too much about that. Oh, they're all boosted. So, 4-star boosts. Oh, my goodness. Captain Marvel boosted.
Oh, so good.
Man, seriously, doesn't need boosted. Already so good, but so that black that does a lot of damage. Woo, tons of damage. And those strike tiles that she makes every turn. Even better.
Yep. Carol super strong.
And if you're lucky enough to have her her energy manipulation line up with your enemy, you'll get that sweet AoE damage bonus. Good old X-Force Deadpool, the guy who everybody likes for his X-Enforcer power, it seems.
Countdown for what?
Boy, yeah. I mean, that'll do more damage and his true heal and damage doing, but from what I've seen, his passive seems to be his bread and butter. He's the reason he makes an appearance on higher level teams.
Yeah.
True story.
Oh, Gamorpha.
Gamorpha?
Boy, she's an undercovered person, so I'm a little sketchy on what she does, but I'll tell you what she does. A little more damage out of that deadly strike. Oh, she makes strike and attack tiles. Those are slightly better.
Yeah.
She stuns you. That's her job.
Oh.
That's not getting better, though.
Yeah, but that's not getting any better.
No, her but being that's boosted. Still her job.
Right, that's fine. But again, she does make more attack or strike tiles?
Yeah, kind of
for
both.
For her blue and her black? Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. I mean, she's a great character, and she's boosted, so in all the good combos where she's useful, she'll be even more useful. The Gamma Bomb, Main Event Hulk.
So good.
Here he comes. Yeah. his gamma power bomb. Woo, doggy. Extra damage, because it needed that.
That does come off the top rope, right?
What, the gamma power bomb?
Yeah, I think if you're doing a gamma power bomb, that's got to be off the top rope. That's got to be 25 feet in the air, easily.
Absolutely. It's like, I would say so. It's kind of like, I can't even remember what it's called, the Frankensteiner?
Yeah, the Frankensteiner. Yeah.
Or no, what was it?
My favorite was the Van Daminator. It's my favorite.
The Dudley Boys had a move where they would, like, power bomb you and bubble bomb you, and then the other guy would show up and do something savage to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, that'll do extra damage. It's not a real move of Hulk's, but he can do that if he wants. He gets some burst health. He'll get extra burst health. And lastly, certainly not leastly, the defeater of all things, Professor X, Bamf. Bamf. That won't get any boost.
No.
But his red damage will get better, and his blue damage will get better. So you can take Craig's advice and attack from everywhere at once, do a little extra Nightcrawler damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's who's boosted. Let's see. Got your learning, you got your thinking caps on? Here comes some samurai suggestions. We're going to team Carol with X-Force Deadpool, or you can team Carol with Gamora, or team Carol with Maid of Enhall. Oh, that's some super legitimate advice.
You got to keep going, man.
Okay. It does continue to be funny. You're right. If you're still in the three-star land, you could try teaming Carol with Daredevil, or maybe Carol with Human Torch. And if you're still in the, if you're just starting out and you're still in two-star, try teaming Carol with two-star Cap. He's also boosted this week.
If you have a cut on, team Carol with anything.
Yeah, really. What a great bunch of boosts this week.
What a fantastic audience.
Yeah. Hey, on the first day of Christmas. Sorry. So listen to me now and believe me later.
Thanks, Jim.
That's the boost of characters. Mystify.
Mystify.
Your All Jimmy right. is way too accurate, by the way.
All right, go over to, I still haven't renamed a segment. Let's go over to Randy in Support Corner. Brought to you by Fortify. That's who it is. I'm going to fix this right now.
Fortify. All right. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ray.
This week in game support, if you haven't guessed already, I'm going to be doing the Children of Thanos. This week it is Ebony Maw, the one who talks a lot in the movie. He's a talker.
That noseless weirdo.
Yeah, kind of Voldemort looking guy. Level 1 at rank 1, start of the turn. Every turn, you get a chance to create an attack tile, 5% for a 22 attack. That goes up to a 15% chance for a 231 attack tile. And that is every turn. So right off the bat, creating attack tiles like that. Rank 2, supported characters, black match damage is increased. Starts at 13, goes up to 132. All right. Rank 3, supported characters' maximum health is increased. That's always useful. Starts off at 220 and goes up to 2,310. Rank 4, at the start of the battle, 10% chance to gain 3 black AP. Again, this is another one that's the start of the battle. It's only a 10% chance, well, 75% chance at max level to gain 3 black AP, but you've got that one shot at it. Hope your RNGesus rolls well for you. Rank 5, when the supported character fires a power, there's a 10% chance to steal 4 random AP. Stealing AP is a big bonus, so if you can get it to rank 5, that's pretty good. And that goes up to a 25% chance at maximum level. So you can apply this to any villain, and you're going to want that villain to have black, or to use black. Personally, I have one, and I have him on my 5-star Thanos. I'm not really, I think just mainly because I get the black match damage raised up a little bit. Other than that, I don't really know who I would put him on. Again, it's only villains. Vulture might come to mind. Vulture uses black, so, but Vulture already has another good support if you have it.
I hear Domino is good.
But she's good at making black herself. And Domino's not a villain? What are you thinking?
Domino's totally a villain.
No, definitely not a villain.
Domino should be a villain.
You can make that argument, but Domino is not a villain. She is a hero, and she is an X-Men. She is not a villain.
No X-Men, get the hell out of here.
Well, have you read the... Never mind. In the comics, you read the X-Force. She's a member of X-Force.
Being an X-Force does not make you an X-Man.
No, it doesn't make you a villain, though.
She's a villain. She sucks.
All right. That's all I got. Ebony Maw, put him on a villain that uses black. Ian, you got something?
Yep, don't go too far.
Don't
We're going to need you.
Changing.
You're not done yet, Ray.
Uh-oh.
So, hello, I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So for this week's out-of-game support is an unexpected game support. So is your party in need of someone to support it? Someone who weaves together both magic and music? You guessed it. You need a bard. Everybody's favorite D&D support. The bard. I'm just kidding. Ray, I don't know what a bard does. Tell me. I know they... Back when I got to play D&D, the bard was unusable and they carried a lute.
Well, the lute part is still recently, going on.
Yeah.
What's that?
The lute is still going.
Okay.
You do need a musical instrument, but no, they have vicious mockery. You can mock people viciously with your words and it does damage to them. Psychic damage.
I'm on board.
But the big thing that the bard does for supporting their party is they have, I don't remember what they're called, they get dice that they can give to players. So they play a little tune, and it inspires their cohorts, and whoever is inspired gets a D6 or later a D8, and they can use that D8 and add it to pretty much anything they want, saving throws or attacks or whatever. So you can just add that in, and you get to add it in after you've rolled your die, but before you know whether or not you hit or made your save or whatever. So it's a very, very useful. And they get multiple of these, like what, four or five of these, even at lower levels. So the bard is definitely a fantastic support character.
All right.
And if you're the right flavor of bard, you can also use those dice to lower the monster's hit number and lower the damage of their attacks.
Yeah, you can actually, an enemy wizard casts a fireball at your party. You can say, all right, I'm taking a D8 off the top of that damage for everybody.
Oh.
So that can add up.
Yeah.
That does seem to add up. That's fantastic. Well, there you have it. Everybody but Jeff's favorite out-of-game support, the bard.
Bards.
It's funny, we were talking about a bard, and I said that they could inspire people, but I couldn't remember what that die was called. It's called Bardic Inspiration. Thanks, Samurai.
No. And thank you, Fortify.
Fortify
all right. Yourself.
Time to head up to the OG and let's open some tokens.
Oh, okay.
Ian, have you opened Steam?
I haven't. All right, I wasn't in Discord. I didn't get any reminders.
I've got two tokens to open, so I'm going to open them. First token, it's a 4-star. X-Force Wolverine, that's going old school. Second token, also a 4-star. Hey, it's that Prowler guy.
I like him.
Yeah, I got him from Galactus this weekend.
Let's see. That makes my Prowler a 242. And X-Force is up to 294. Raimondo?
All right. I have three tokens here. So let's give him a fist bump and give me a 4-star. But okay. It's a 4-star Emma Frost. Labor for learning. Let's try number two. That'll give me another 4-star. Hulkbuster. Okay. And finally... Oh, it's a 4-star. Man, this is going awful. But it is another Medusa level. So there you go. 3 levels for my already champion characters. Okay. Hulkbuster is a 309. Medusa is a 307 now. And Emma Frost brings her up to a 278. I got me a couple command points. So that's nice.
I am going to twizzle him in his disproportionately tiny ear. Because punching him in the fist gives too many 5-stars, and I got to start beefing up my 4-stars. So let's see. The 4-star is... Ha! You guessed it. Emma Frost. Psychic meddling.
The White Queen.
Now, if I could only get some Stepford Cuckoos to go with that, be well on my way.
All right.
That takes her to an astonishing 2-2-1.
There you go. Thanks,
a lot of 4-stars.
Yeah. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about the podcasting network.
Oh, yes. We are part of a podcast network. It's called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out our podcast and a bunch of other podcasts. If you'd like direct links to any of said podcasts, go to puzzlewarriors3.com or head on over to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of all current and previous shows on the network.
Thanks, Ian.
Soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nay, says I. If we finish now, I'll have time to watch The Masked Singer before bed.
Oh, I was thinking if we finish this now, I have time to watch that Drew Barrymore video.
Right. It's like 10 minutes long, so.
Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. My comments there, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. You can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff. We get some pennies and kickback. Or you can go over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. So that's all we got this week. Goodbye. And remember, kids, for next week, it's the Champions of Wendigo. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
How dare you?
What?
I was talking to Grinch Mick. How dare you?
I was like, what?
I was bringing it back for myself. All right, bye again.